we thought we'd finish up by marking the passing of British comedy and birdwatching great Bill Oddie, who passed away this week. Of course, after the goodies, Bill Oddie made BBC series like Birding with Bill Oddie, Britain Goes Wild with Bill Oddie. And so here's, as a tribute to Bill, a little excerpt from an interview that Bill Oddie did with Peter Jeppesen on ABC Regional Radio in June 1992.
Currently in Australia is Bill Oddie. You might remember Bill's work in The Goodies, the comedy series that ran for about 10 years with the BBC. But besides writing and acting, Bill has other interests, including birdwatching and promoting conservation. And he's in Australia at the moment as a guest of the Royal Australian Ornithological Union.
Bill, I knew you couldn't say that. No, you're heavily wrong there. I'll correct you. It's the Royal Australasian Ornithologists Union.
All right. You say
Australasian for a start. Not just Australia. Don't isolate yourself so much. It includes New Zealand, chunk of Antarctica and so on and so forth.
I'll just ask the question. Welcome to ABC Regional.
It's the R-A-O-U. Radio. That's easier to remember. Right. That's not easy to say. R-A-O-U.
Okay. How did you become interested in birds?
Oh, blimey. It's a very long time ago. You weren't going to go back to the goodies. You're going back a long before that, I'll tell you. When I was a very little kid, actually, I was a juvenile delinquent at the age of about 7 or 8, and people of my age, my generation, tended to go in for naughty things like egg collecting at that stage, which I'm happy to say is not only illegal now, but actually very uncommon as a schoolboy pursuit. But naughty schoolboys back in the 40s had to go scrumping apples, that's nicking apples from the orchard next door, pulling girls' pigtails, had to do all these naughty things, and I'm afraid taking birds' eggs. I was very discreet about it. It's my only defence at the time. I was very careful, only ever took one. But you mustn't do it. Anybody listening at this point, don't think, oh, that's a good thing to do, because it wasn't. But I'm very happy to say that fairly rapidly I got far more interested in the birds themselves. And so from being 7, 8, something like that, I was a bird watcher.
Can I just say that I think that's an interesting point, because I suspect that kids look and chase birds' eggs because they're secretly interested in the birds. I mean, some of them do it malevolently, but I think some kids genuinely want to know what's going on, and they're just intrigued. Is that a fair comment?
Oh, I think that's definitely true. I mean, it's not actually that common now. I don't know whether it is here, but certainly in Britain, I don't know of any kids who do go egg collecting now. And I do meet a lot of kids, because, I mean, one of the nice things at home is, and I don't know how true it is here, but, I mean, kids have a natural interest in wildlife. There's no question about that at all. You know, to take a bunch of kids out into the woods, or particularly to a watery area, get them pond dipping, you know, and pulling little insects out and the mini beasts and so on and so forth, and they'll be saying, what's that and what's that, and look at this, you know. They have that natural interest, without a doubt. So, and I don't think, basically, that it's a destructive interest either. So, yes, I agree with you.
So what do birds mean for you? Let's bring it down to the personal.
Okay.
When you see a bird, what do you feel?
It's enormous enjoyment on all sorts of different levels. And the brilliant thing about birdwatching and why it is a great hobby, and I highly recommend it to anybody of any age, sex, style, type, class, call it what you will. I mean, the great thing is it covers a huge range, is that you can take it on any level that you want. I know people who just enjoy birds in their garden. They enjoy putting feeders out, and whatever birds you would get in this country, you know, just the honey eaters and the willy wagtails in the garden would be quite enough to keep them perfectly happy. They might become an expert on one species. This can happen. Somebody who's just a garden bird watcher begins to study, you know, the house sparrows that come in their garden and notice things that no scientist has yet noticed. There's always this possibility. Other people spend all their life chasing rare birds. That can be very exciting. Other people photograph them. Other people draw them. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And if you think about it, birds are the most obvious form of wildlife. You know, I mean, they're all around us. And this is possibly, again, a couple of people, I'm not saying this myself, a couple of Australians here have said, maybe we take our birds for granted here because they're so obvious.
Do you think we do?
It's possible because they're so obvious. You know, the birds around here are fairly profuse. They're quite noisy. You wake up, you know, and you've got the wattlebirds singing here and the magpies singing there, and there's always, you know, there's galahs flying ahead. I mean, they're very obvious in Australia. If you go to many countries in the world, it's quite a long time before you notice any birds, whereas here they're all over the place.
So let's talk about kids again, because you've made programs, conservation programs for children. How important was that, Bill?
Well, I think it's important in the sense that you are encouraging and informing, obviously, as we said, you know, the generation who hopefully are going to take over next. What one wants to see, I know this sounds a rather simplistic statement in a way, but I want to see more bird watchers, more botanists, more naturalists in positions of power. The reason that many industrialists these days, and I say big companies, are getting involved in conservation is quite simple. There are a lot of bird watchers in there. I know many millionaire bird watchers who are also company directors of oil companies and so on and so forth. And they get a great kick out of being able to channel funds from their company into environmental matters. I don't know at this stage in England, which obviously I know better, I don't know any politicians who are also bird watchers or botanists. If there were, it sounds very simplistic, but if there were, we'd be a lot safer. Because I think, you know, it stems from that original enthusiasm. If you look around and say, I love this world, I love bird watching, I love looking at plants or whatever, then you're going to take care of it. The politicians tend to be far too narrow-minded. They don't have enough interest.
Yes, Vale, Bill Oddie, and thanks very much for listening to Sunday Extra today.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.